Domestic trips in China topped 230 million during the five-day May Day holiday, up 120% compared to last year. Tourism revenue increased by 138% to $17.5 billion compared to the same period last year. Figures from Chinese online travel company Trip.com showed holiday flight bookings went up nearly 180% from the same period in 2019. Hotel bookings also rose by more than 40%, while reservations for tourist spots saw a threefold increase. UnionPay's online transactions totaled more than 750 billion yuan, up 5.5% from the same period last year. Official data shows that China's shipbuilding industry had a strong performance in the first quarter of this year. Data from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology indicates that China maintained a large global share in shipbuilding completions, new orders, and holding orders. In the first quarter, China's shipbuilding completion volume rose nearly 40% year-on-year to around 9.8 million tons. The figure accounted for 43% of the global share in the first 3 months of the year. China's new shipbuilding orders surged nearly 252% from the same period to about 17 million tons, accounting for 47% of the global market. Canada has approved the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on children aged 12 to 15. Health Canada's chief medical advisor said a review by the department found that the vaccine is safe and effective when used in this younger age group. The decision makes Canada the first country in the world to approve the two-dose Pfizer vaccine for this age group. The Russian government says it's approved a bill on the country's withdrawal from the Arms Control Treaty on Open Skies and will submit the document to President Vladimir Putin. As the legal procedure requires, Putin will then submit the bill to the parliament for deliberation and approval, and finally sign it into law, officially terminating Russia's participation in the treaty. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced on January the 15th that the country had started domestic procedures for the pull-out from the Treaty on Open Skies, following the same steps by Washington. The multilateral Treaty on Open Skies became effective in 2002. It allows its state parties to conduct short-notice, unarmed reconnaissance flights over the other's entire territories to collect data on military forces and activities. Police in the United States have arrested a man suspected of stabbing two elderly Asian American women in San Francisco. They say the women, aged 65 and 85, were attacked in the Mid-Market neighborhood on Tuesday afternoon and were taken to a local hospital. Matt Haney's an official with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
I mean, it's hard to imagine anything more disgusting and awful. These folks were waiting for the bus. They were targeted.
Police arrested a 54-year-old San Francisco man in connection with the attack several hours after it happened. Asian Americans have been the targets of unprovoked attacks in the San Francisco Bay Area and elsewhere in the nation in recent months.